We've been talking the past few weeks about the Koyach HaDimyon. We're learning inside the Sefer Aleisha, but we are taking a look outside a little bit for a few weeks to try to understand a little bit more in the pnimius of what the Koyach HaDimyon is, which we'll continue with right now. I started last time, 2 weeks ago. In the Beis HaHashem, we're going to learn something inside from Rabbi Yeruchim to put it together. In order to return to the inyan that I started 2 weeks ago, I want to begin with the Rambam. The Rambam's definition of the Koyach HaMedame, the Rambam wrote a lot about imagination, especially in Shemayne Prakim. In the first parak of Shemayne Prakim, the Rambam defines. Shemayne Prakim, of course, is the Rambam's introduction to Pirkei Avos. The Rambam defines there in the first parak, what's the chelek ha-medama? That part of us that's called imagination. What's the chelek ha-medama? Listen carefully to the words. The Rambam's lashon is hard. And then we're going to try to understand it in pashtus. Pnimius pashtus. The chelek ha-medama. What's the chelek ha-medama? What's that part of a person, the chelek ha-medama? Hu ha-koyach asher yizkor rishumei hamuchashim. The lashon hazor, the golden lashon of the Rambam, golden. A person, he says, remembers. What's imagination? I mean, the English word is not so good. Koyach ha-medama. What's the koyach ha-medama? The Rambam says, asher yizkor rishumei hamuchashim, a person remembers certain impressions that were made upon the senses, seeing, hearing, even smelling, tasting. A person remembers these things longer than we remember things that we read in books. There's a smell that a person could remember from 50, 60 years ago. You walk into a place and it smells like some place that you had in your past, or you hear. And it has to do also obviously with things that you saw that made a certain impression that registered. So asher yizkor rishumei hamuchashim. Koyach ha-medama is that a person remembers the impressions that were made upon the senses. Acher he'olmam mekirvas hachushim asher hisigum. Once, after the event, or whatever it might be, has disappeared from the conscious reality of the person. Things make impressions. They make impressions upon us. Now what does the person do? So he has shirayim, he has leftovers of things that he saw, things that he heard, things that he read, things that he smelled, things that he touched. Yeah, there are a lot of leftovers. We're mamish gepakt, we're filled with rishumim, with shirayim, with leftovers of experiences and thoughts and so on. So now what happens to these? So the Rambam says we begin to do, this happens very naturally, listen to what we do. We do something very, very, very naturally. V'yarkiv k'tzosim el k'tzosim. In a very natural way, in our minds, in our hearts, we make shiduchim between different impressions, feelings, thoughts that we have. We make shiduchim, yarkiv, we combine k'tzosim el k'tzosim. V'yafrid k'tzosim miktzosim. We combine. We make an interesting chavon. We take certain impressions from this and from that, and we join them together, even though they really don't belong together, but we join them together. And sometimes yafrid k'tzosim miktzosim, we take apart. Well, there's a yarkiv zehakoyach min yonim asher hesiga. In yonim asher lo hesigim klal. The Ram says, now what happens as a result of this is that we create a strange mixture of things that the mind can comprehend that are rational and that make sense. Some of these things make sense, they're rational. These creations that we made from combining impressions and feelings, things that we sense in our lives. But we also come up with things that are irrational, that simply don't exist. It's the figment of our imagination. That's what imagination is. Imagination is a big shadchan. Now, you know not to trust shadchan usually. We have such a Kabbalah. Not completely chalil. I'm not talking about anyone in particular, but in general, they're not always to be trusted. So the Koyach HaMadama is always making shiduchim. But shiduchim, what is shiduchim? From here, from there, putting things together, taking things apart, all from things that we take experienced. In other words, each thing, if you isolate each thing, and you look at each thing individually, you say, that's what it was, look, I can understand that, I can see that. But then when it comes together in the shidduch, it's interesting that Ram says, for instance, a person can, in his imagination, he could see an iron boat flying in the air. Well, now we have airplanes. But the Ram said back then, so interesting. He says, for instance, a person can imagine iron, Svinas Barzal, iron boats flying through the air. The Ram will come to the world now. But in other words, what does that mean? It means that a person spent a lot of time, he spent time on a boat. It's a boat, that's true, he was in a boat. The boat, a normal boat, a real boat, goes in the ocean. Yeah? So that's fine. And he also, this person, we'll say it's a child, but it's with an adult. The Ram's giving an example. With an adult, it's obviously more sophisticated. But then this child also has seen birds flying in the sky. So what does he do? The child will take the impression or the imprint in the mind of the boat sailing on the water, this big iron boat sailing on the water, which is fine. And he also has been impressed, his mind or his thoughts have been impressed by this experience of seeing birds fly. And then the shadchan, the koyach hanadama, comes into the mind of the person and says, you know this, it could be that boats fly. It could be the boats fly. Mr. Ram says, Svinas baza rots ba'ovir, v'harbi mi elo hanim nois, and many other things that are impossible, the Ram says. That are impossible, certainly for his time it was impossible to have a boat flying in the air. Many such combinations where the Koyach HaMadama makes shiduchim between things that the person has somehow sensed, heard, or smelled, or seen, and the Koyach HaMadama picks from here and takes from there, and before you know it, you have fiction. There's something that's not true. The word dimyon, koyach hamadama, comes from the word domeh. What does it mean, domeh? Similar. That's true. It resembles, each part resembles something. There is a resemblance to the truth. This is a boat. It resembles a bird. It's madna. It's strange. Now, this is the Rambam's definition of Koyach HaMadama. In the Lashon Chassidus that we were talking about last time, let's go back. You remember that we were talking, in the Lashon Chassidus, there's Pnimius HaBina. We're going to go back to it and try to understand it more. There's the inner Koyach of Bina. Bina, Pnimius HaBina. Pnimius HaBina means Lehisbonein, to look carefully at something, to study something carefully, and to build lehizbonein, lahavim, to understand, viliv nais, and to build something in the person's mind which is describing the true reality of what the person has seen. which is the boat on the water, not the boat in the air. That he took, he made a shidduch from birds and boats. But the Pnimius Habina is to understand, not only that, the Pnimius Habina will take the person on a trip deep, deep into the idea or into the metzias of what a boat is, how the boat works. Why is it that only a boat, and only a boat, that a boat can only float upon the water, it can't fly in the sky, a boat doesn't fly. And he'll understand the true metzias. And he'll build in his mind an accurate picture. An accurate picture of that reality. That's called, in Chassidus, that's called Pnimius Habina. Chitzonius Habina, external Bina. Chitzonius Habina means exactly what the Rambam is saying. In the Lashon of Chassidus, Chitzonius Habina means where the person takes things, as we spoke about last time, takes concepts, ideas, things that he's comfortable with and he's familiar with, that are known to him. So in the case of this example, the Rambam gave boats. Boats and birds. Those are concepts that the child is comfortable with, he's familiar with. Chitzonius Habina means when the person, instead of struggling with the ends, to understand the limitations and the reality of a boat, and the limitations and the reality of birds and so on, instead of understanding and going to the depths, into the pnimius of what a boat is and what a bird is, instead of doing that, the person, in a very, very natural, relaxed, and comfortable way, will naturally make shidduchim between things that he's familiar with. He borrows from two different worlds that he experienced, that he sensed. And he is medame. Ledamos means, instead of livnos, building something correctly, he's medame, he draws conclusions by making comparisons from one metzias to another metzias. And you know what he comes up with? We'll see much more about this in Rabbi Yochum, amazing things. He comes up with something that is Eina Metzias, meaning it's not part of reality. It simply doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Now everybody here is pretty relaxed because we're saying, you know, we don't think about boats doing stuff like that. We have demyainus all of the time, right now. Many of us are in the midst of different demyainus in life. Using Chitzonius Habina to build castles in the sky that don't exist. To build certain things that we're screaming, Chai V'Kai, this is the way it is. This is really it. It's like Ha'evel Inivna. It's not. Particular separate pieces or parts are true. But when the whole shalom comes together in the person's mind with the Kayach HaMadamah, it simply is not Metzius. It's not reality. It doesn't exist. So let me come back to what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said. Remember that the Tzaddik, the Kodesh, Rabbi Yisrael said that the imagination of a person is free to take him to all kinds of wild places. Now we understand. Remember, and what is it, what part of the person is that which imprisons him? Remember, what's that? No, the seichel. The dimyon takes you on all kinds of crazy and wild journeys. He calls it chofshi. It's free, it's unbound and unfettered. By what? By reality. But the seichel, which is the key to our success, the seichel, on the other hand, imprisons the person. What does that mean? We now understand. The reason that the seichel imprisons is because the seichel defines reality accurately and says, my friend, this is exactly what it is. It's not anything else. You mean it's not? No. And it's not? No. And he doesn't think, no. And she didn't say, no. You mean that never? No. So you understand this. So what is it? So the seichel will say exactly what it is. Thus is thus. So you had all kinds of dinyanus. You had castles in the sky, and you had flying boats, and you had all kinds of things going on. Which the dinyan is a machayah. Dinyan, you can make all kinds of things. But the seichel carves away the limitless lies, the limitless delusions. The seichel cuts them away and says, this is exactly what it is, not more, not less. Le'pachas v'le'yoseh. And therefore, it says there's only one mitzvah, the truth of what this is. It's only one mitzvah. The dimyon, the kach ha-dimyon, imagination. Imagination is the underlying source of creativity. That's why I'm not going to get into that, because it's a huge subject. That has to really what we're learning in the Chabur on Friday with the Piazetz. Prophecy, the kach of nevuah, all imagination that leads to creative writing, music, art, poetry. Any good writer is doing that every single second, borrowing from different mitzvahs. If you read anything, if a person can imagine what you read a novel, and the novel just says exactly what things are. First of all, it's two pages, and that's the end of it. But when the person is writing and says the crystal-like shiny flakes descended from heaven in an ethereal manner, that it's taking all kinds of snowflakes are not crystals. And it doesn't come from heaven, it comes from the sky. But it borrows and it makes all kinds of interesting things that it takes. A good writer is, that's the koyach of a good writer. And anybody that's ever been in a class for creative writing, that's the aleph. The aleph is how to take, how to borrow, how to use from different lashonis, different places, and to bring it here. But the seichel is very boring. Seichel doesn't let you fly. Seichel says, listen. Just call a snowflake, and stop getting romantic. The snowflake doesn't mean purity and whiteness and holiness. It just means it's cold and it's damp. And when the wet thing meets up with the cold air, that's the mitzvahs. So you can't really write a book about that. You understand? You can't really paint in any kind of a great, in a way that's going to turn people's hearts around. The seichel imprisons. The imagination lets loose. Because the imagination has the freedom according to what you want. The imagination is run by your ratzon, by your will. And therefore, according to what you want, the imagination will create, will flow, and will create all kinds of imaginary, delusionary, so-called realities, without forcing any of these dimyonos to have to go through the customs of the seichel. You know, but the seichel is like somebody standing with no smile, and if the dimyon would have to pass through the seichel would come over here, and the dimyon would have to pass through, and the dimyon's like, you know, the dimyon's very artsy and funny and nice, and the dimyon says, hey, and the dimyon comes over to the customs, and the customs is the seichel, and the seichel says, what do you got? So the dimyon starts to talk all kinds of things, you know, and the seichel doesn't smile. The seichel doesn't smile. The seichel just says, just open your suitcase, please. Just open this. This isn't a suitcase? A suitcase? This is a magic box that has in it all the mysteries of my life. And the guy says, if you say another word, you're going to be arrested. The seichel is the customs. You understand? The seichel doesn't go for all this stuff. The seichel says, what is this? What is this? What is this? The dimyon talks about how does it feel? What does it make me feel like? What does it make me feel like? What kind of memories does this unleash in my heart? These are all nice things for fiction and for art and for music and so on. But when you get to the customs, when you get to the seichel, he says, just open your suitcase and stop making speeches. So the seichel imprisons the person,
And the Dimyon releases the person. That's why we like the Dimyon more than the Seichel. And that's why Rabbi says it's so scary. It's so scary. Because the average typical thought that runs through the minds of nice average people like us, the average typical thought does not necessarily stop off at customs, you understand? It doesn't go through what's called in modern day Eretz Yisrael a bikoret. In Lashon HaKodesh, a bikoret means to be critiqued. Bikur, like the carbon, right? That would have to be watched and scrutinized. A bikoret means when something is investigated. The Baruch Shalom wants us to have a healthy imagination. We'll talk, if we have time, more about that. Not this time, a different time. A healthy imagination, because the Baruch Shalom wants us to be neviim, and he wants us to be artistic, and wants us to be poetic, skivaldic, and wants us to feel and to sense everything. But the Baruch Shalom wants that every single feeling, emotion, every painting, and every poem, every thought, needs to go through the customs of the Seichel to experience the Bikoros, the investigation of the Seichel. Stam, the Machshava of most people, with the exception of somebody who really stops and thinks. My wife was telling me, I mentioned this in the shiur yesterday, she was learning with the women, she was learning with Seil Shama Tuesday, she was talking about thinking before, what the Ramchal talks about thinking before and during and after. The seichel to study and to investigate. Most people don't live like that. As a matter of fact, my wife was telling me that some of the women say, how are you supposed to live like that? How could you live like that? To think about everything that you say, to think about everything that you do, before and during and after and so on. If a person does not take his feelings and thoughts to the line, to line up by the customs of the Seichel, then, as is with all of us, then the likelihood is that that individual's picture of life that he has built with Chitzonius HaBina, which also builds, Bina is always Bonet, that the picture of life that this person has built is unfortunately not accurate. It's not accurate. And all of us have gross inaccuracies in our pictures of life. In our pictures of life, there are tremendous inaccuracies. Lamash, for example. I mean, excuse me for being honest. I mean, but that's what we're supposed to be. Lamash. A person comes to the conclusion with the Koyach HaMedame. I'm not going to explain again how that works, we just learned it. But a person comes to the conclusion based upon how someone looked at him, or this happened, or that happened, or somebody said something or didn't say something. A person comes to this conclusion, and he's been building it for years, that his problem in life, that his real problem in life is because of other people. Not because of himself. Other people have caused this problem in life. In other words, if you want to understand why is it that I'm now, whatever, 54 years old, Lamosha, and I'm not married, it's because of my mother. Now, if we stop and we investigate that, there is something there that's not 100% healthy. Amos. But this person has also borrowed and taken and made shidduchim between all different things that he or she has heard about, or studied, or read, or seen in a film, and whatever it might be, and has built a reality that's not the metzias. It's a part of a person's life. It's a certain nekuda in life. It's something that had to be dealt with and overcome. But instead, what the person has built with the koyach hadimyon is that my mother or my father or both of them together, tag team match, are responsible for all of my tzaras. Or the sriva, where I come from. There's the reason that I do this aveira is because of where I grew up. Who raised me? And the person has dinyonis that there are other people that are trying to hurt him. People have this all the time. Not just crazy people. Crazy people are near Duffin every single second. They have all kinds of stuff going on. But normal people, I'm not talking about Mishra Nabach, normal people believe that there are others who are out to get them, whose tachlis in life is to hurt them. And there was a person who told me years ago that there was an inyan that he had with a person many, many years before, like 30, 40 years before, that he had with a person, and he thought that this person, all of his years, was doing things to hurt him and against him, and so on. Because it came out after all that time, the person didn't even remember who he was, never thought about him after that. Didn't remember who he was, didn't even know his name, because he met him someplace. And he said, oh, you met, and the guy said, who are you? He said, you remember what happened in high school? He said, I don't know what you're talking about. And then, like, afterwards, there was, yeah, there was. And this guy told me that for 30 years, 40 years, his whole ending in life was from that thing that happened in high school. And the guy said, basically, after 30, 40 years, he said, sorry, I didn't think about you for the last 35 years. So the person's feeling is, you can't tell me that. I was basing all of my anxiety and grief and sorrows upon your inyan with me. And now you're telling me you don't have it, you never had it? He said, no, I went home and I was upset and it was finished. I never said anything to anybody or I never thought about it again. I got over it. This, of course, is very, very extreme. But it's very natural on different levels. Why is a young person called a na'ar? And you all know that in Yiddish, it's not just for the young. There's also the young at heart. You know what I mean? In Yiddish, a na'ar means what? A na'ar means a fool. A na'ar means a fool. Yiddish uses Lashon HaKodesh in a very deep way. Those who know a little bit of Yiddish know how Yiddish uses Lashon HaKodesh. It itself is a remarkable thing. And it's always rooted in Chazal and in the Svarim. How Yiddish uses Lashon HaKodesh. The word na'ar means a young person, but it means a foolish person. A shaita. Not a crazy person, a silly person. A na'ar. The word na'ar comes, the word we were talking about this, remember, the word na'ar is from the word lina'er. Lina'er means when you like shake out a tablecloth. Hisna'ari. Me'or fakumi. Shake off the dirt. Hashem says to Knesset Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. Hisna'ari. Me'or fakumi. Livshi digdei sefarateicha. Hisna'ari. Wake up. Shake off the stuff. That's lina'er. Minu'ura, from our youngest years, we have developed a defense mechanism that whenever we have to face the responsibility of our own problems or actions, we have a natural defense mechanism that says, quickly, hisna'ari, lina'er, shake off the responsibility and blame your environment, your teachers, your parents, blame God. To a lot of people, that's one of the main, because God can't. He doesn't. In the meantime, he doesn't answer back. Parents can still, very little, but parents sometimes could say something. A teacher could, if you ever tell the teacher could say, I don't know what you're talking about, never happened. That's not the way it was. A friend could say, you're blaming me for that. So what happens is that the person will blame parents and blame friends and blame a sister and a brother and so on and so forth and the sviva. Until he realizes that the easiest one to blame and the most convenient one to blame and the one who I don't think that I'll ever have to face is HaKadosh Baruch. So from the days of our Nu'urim, from our younger years, we have accepted or we have lived according to a narish dinyan, a narish foolishness that we could shake off any responsibility or guilt and blame everything on environment, parents, God, nature, my nature, and so on and so forth. This, by the way, without going into it right now, is a major chilik between psychology and Lahavdil Teres Hashem. A major difference. Where Teres Hashem accepts that there are limitations and predispositions in individuals. There's no question the Torah accepts it. But nowhere near the free hand that secular psychology gives through the Koach HaDimyon of a person's need l'hisna'er, to be unburdened of responsibility and guilt. Nowhere near. But this is for another time. We'll talk more about this. But this is a major nekuda that separates between Teres Hashem and secular psychology. In the context of what we're living through these parashiyos, that crosses over from the end of Bereishis into the beginning of Shmos, is Vayomas Yosef, Yosef HaTzadik, and what happened with his brothers. I was talking a little bit about this morning. Last week I mentioned the famous Midrash, but let's learn it now in the context of what we're doing. It's always important when we have an idea, a concept, it's always important to see how it fits into Torah in a very simple way. The Midrash you all know. Abba Koyin Vardalo Omar. Abba Koyin Vardalo said, Oy lonum yom hadin. He spoke about the last Shabbos. Oy lonum yom hadin. Oy lonum yom hateichecha. Oy, 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 are we in trouble? Oy lonum, we have to think and worry. Yom hadin, from the day of judgment. Oy lonum yom hateichecha. Oy lonum, from the day that Hashem is going to rebuke us. He's going to, each person is going to be shown the truth. Oy lonum yom hateichecha. Yosef ktanu shoshuatim haya. Yosef was the younger one of the brothers, the youngest of the brothers. I mean, before Binyam, he was the youngest of the brothers. And his brothers couldn't face up. They couldn't deal with what? With the two words, chevre. Guess what? He didn't say it like that. But guess what? I'm Yosef. I am Yosef. And the brothers couldn't deal with that. Nivhol miponav. We don't know the depths of that behola, of that bewilderment, of that shock. L'hoyu chayim l'amir b'teichachtei. L'chshiyov ha'yakadosh baruch. When the day will come for each and every one of us, and there's not one of us that's exempt. Kshiova Kadosh Baruch Hu 120. V'yachiyach kol echad ve'echad lefi ma'ashehu. Listen to the words. And Hashem will be malchiyach. Hashem will admonish. Will tell each person what? Listen carefully. The words lefi ma'ashehu, according to who he really is. Lefi ma'ashehu means over here mishehu. Lefi ma'ashehu. Allah has come of the Kama, how much infinitely more so. If they couldn't deal with Yosef saying the truth of Ani Yosef, infinitely more so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem, to each and every one of us at 120. This is Mamish Naira. Because it means, listen, we're not anything like the Shvatim, you understand. And we have to be very careful when we're talking about the Shiftei Koh. We have to be very, very careful because we're not masik who they were. But obviously, everything that happened in the Torah is a siman for us of what we live through. So we must, we're obligated to apply it to our lives. That's why Hashem's Baruch was megalah these things in his Torah, for us, for us. It's Norvai. What does it mean? It means that a person can live his entire life and it's clear to him, 1,000,000% clear to him, that he's a tzaddik and that what he did was 100% right. Sof kol sof, everybody knows that after the brothers took care of Yosef at tzaddik, they sat down and they ate. That to me was always one of the most painful psukim in the entire Torah. Meila, there's an inyan with Yosef at tzaddik. But to sit down and to go wash and to sit down to make to have a suit, that was this fun talk about, what kind of a thing is that? We're still suffering from that meal. That means that even the Shiftei Koh, forget about people like us, even the Shiftei Koh, obviously felt completely, completely justified in what they did. It was 100%. But they imagined Yosef HaTzadik to be, and how they made these shidduchim between what Yosef said here and what Yosef did there, and how the father treated Yosef like this, and how they weren't treated like that. We're not going into that, everybody, we just learned all of that. But the Shivteika put together an interesting cholent, and the conclusion was that the tzaddik is mishkan tzaddik. Tzaddik was not a tzaddik. The tzaddik is a rasha, and he's treated like an animal. And then they sat down to wash. They went to eat. And a person goes entire life, just like the Shivteika had all kinds of fancy treblev to explain. You think they weren't smart people? You don't think they're better than us? You don't think they have better excuses than us? These were great and holy people. But they were able to develop all those years they lived with a pshat, pshatlech, Rambams and Raivis and Tosfos and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, all kinds of pshatlech, deep, deep things that go back to Bereishis. All kinds of binyanim, boats in the air, you understand? Mamish boats flying in the air, straight from the smartest people on earth, from the Shivteika. And why? Everything was lina'eris atzman, right? To shake off from themselves the simple reality that the Torah defined and told us without beating around the bush. Kinnah and sinner. In English, everybody knows jealousy and hatred. On the Amadreg, of course. Says in Torah, thus is thus. What did it say by the customs? So the Shvatim come lining up. These are holy people. The Shvatim come lined up with their long beards and tayas, and they come, do you know who this Yosef HaTzadik is? And they come with this Pshat and Yosef, not Pshat and Yosef. And every single thing you ever saw in any Sefer about what they thought about Yosef HaTzadik. And they're coming there. And then the Seichel was standing there, the customs, they didn't go there, but the customs would say, okay, you're very impressive people. Just open up these suitcases. And you know what it said inside the suitcase? You think that the suitcase, wait, you think they were going to charge extra. No. The suitcase was very light. Because all the suitcase had in it two words. Kinnah and sinner. Those were this. Jealousy and hatred. Jealousy which led to hatred. The chaloimus. Says in Torah. The Torah is true. Moshe emes v'ser, also emes. It's not the miyonis here. The Torah says, v'yisnu v'yisai fatik. They hated him. But in their suitcase, they imagined in their suitcase, each one had Rambams and Tosfos and all kinds of gewaltig pshatlach. He's a Mori B'Malchus. Now here's this, and it's Yosef and Yehuda, all the big, big, big things that go back mamash to the roots of creation. But by the customs, the Seichel says, kinnah v'sinah. So what's the reaction? Yosef HaTzadik says, Rabbi Isai, guess what? Ani Yosef. And the game is over. When he said Ani Yosef, it hit them in such a way, can't imagine how that hit them. What it meant to them was, Yosef was saying, Tyre, breathe, my dear brothers, it's not the world that you built over these past 25 years. In other words, I have bad news for you fellas. The Metzias reality doesn't stim with your imagination of who I was and who I am. It doesn't stim. It doesn't go. That's not the Metzias. Kshiyava Kadosh Baruch. Let's think about it. Kshiyava Kadosh Baruch. That's what Chazal said. That's what happened between Yosef and his brothers when the game was over. And Choshev people. Kshiyava Kadosh Baruch. When the Master of the World, when the Holy One Himself will come to look in the eyes of each and every one of us at 120, when we will be there with Him. Kshiyavei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'yachiyach Es Kol Echad V'Echad L'fi Ma Shehu. You know what it means? You know what that means, the Fima Shehu? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show each person the truth of his life. That's all. We're going to come lined up in Shemayim 120 with all kinds of baggage. They call it baggage. Even Mother Gaon, they say, it's a shalosh. She's got a lot of baggage. So we're going to come there with all kinds of stuff. We're going to have to hire people. We're going to have to take. And we're going to have going in with these big wagons and extra things. And the Baruch Shalom is going to say, what do you got over there? Because this is the final customs. What do you got over there? I have here 432,363 excuses for my avails. No kidding. Wait, so many excuses. What do you have? My mother, my father, my community, my rebellion, my teachers, my sister, my brother, my goldfish. I'll explain that later. My goldfish. All kinds of stuff. And also, by the way, I've had problems with you, if you don't mind me, with all the respect. I've had problems with you too. So, Marshall, you have problems with me? Did you ever talk to me? I spoke to you? Did you have a problem with you? Yeah, I had a problem with that bracha, with that pasuk. And it turned me off. That turned you off. What turned you off? It says in the morning, Shloya Sani Isha, that turned me off. That turned you off, Shloya Sani Isha. What else do you have in that bag? You got a lot of stuff, and it's interesting stuff. I never heard these things. As the Baruch Shem says, that's not what it meant. That's not what it means, Shloya Sani Isha. What do you mean that's not what it means? I went to a Shia, and somebody got up, a big person got up, and said that's what it means, and I was very turned off. The Baruch Shem says, I never said that. I know what you're talking about. Doesn't say that. Chazal never said it. Gornish. But the rabbis, I don't know who they are. No. I never said that. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to show the emes b'emes, no more demyonis. Think about it. No more binyanim. No more flying boats. No more things, no more this, no more... The things that are really excuses, the Baruch Shalom will tell you himself. Not only that, the Baruch Shalom will kiss and hug you and say, you know how, for you to be an Elach Yid, I know what you went through. And the person will say, well, I was a failure. The Baruch Shalom said, no. The Baruch Shalom knows what was really in your way. He knows. Lefi Mashahu. What's fiction and fact, what's Metzias, what's Demyonis, what the Baruch Shalom... There are a lot of things that we think that were not real, and the Baruch Shem says that taka was a thing that was in your way. And something that we thought was in the way, and it wasn't in the way. Lefi Mashal, not only that, it's more than that. The Baruch Shem is going to show a person the emes, the koiches that he had that he never even used. The emes, lefi mashahu, lefi who we are. The koiches that we never used, the koiches that we imagined we didn't have. When sometimes you heard a friend or a teacher or a rabbi, somebody said, you can do it, and you can't, I can't. And the Baruch Shalom said, it will show you that 100% you could have done it. 100% you could have overcome that Yetzirah. 100% you could have gotten this job. 100% you could have learned Shas. 100% you could have gotten this Shidduch of that man. 100%! You mean when that person told me that you could do it, it was true? The Baruch Shalom said, yeah. I didn't believe him. Because why didn't you believe him? Because it was easier for you to live in the dimion of not doing it. You understand? Because you didn't want to. It was easier for you to live in the delusion and the fantasy as long as you could continue in your way of the shayv al tas of inaction. So the shvatim were terrified. You understand? The brothers were terrified. And they were humiliated in front of Yosef HaTzadik. You know why? Because when that suitcase is open and it says the truth, and all the other, you look back at all the, that long trail of luggage, and you realize that it was all ridiculous binyanim that you built that never existed, binyanis, shiduchim, cholins that you made. When the chitzoinis habina, when the external bina is replaced with internal bina, and the Baruch Shalom is going to show us, Ani Hashem, what the truth is, and what it always was, Allah has kama v'kama, Chazal say, how much more so? That's why every single day we daven shalei neivosh, we say in the benching, we say in the avasalim, shalei neivosh, shalei nikolam, ha'ilam, shalei neivosh. Hashem is saying, I should never be embarrassed. What do you think it means, I should never be embarrassed? Shalei neivosh. Do you think shalei neivosh means, help me Hashem, that I shouldn't like slip on the ice and then someone will see me on the floor and I'll feel silly? That's also, you could daven for that too, obviously. But that's not what it really means. Shalei neivosh, la'ilam v'ed. A normal person, if you fall down, you look a little bit silly for a second, you're embarrassed, you get up and thought, you're done. If you still think about that, you're not normal. I mean, a half hour later. You fell down, it looks silly. Nobody else is thinking about it. It's done. That's not what it means when we ask Hashem, Shloi Neivash, Vilay Nikolem, La'aylam Va'ed. La'aylam Va'ed means after 120. I shouldn't be embarrassed after 120. That's what it means. How the brothers felt so embarrassed when he said, your whole picture of life is wrong. You never took the imagination by the customs. You're big people, you're deep people, you're geniuses. Yosef said, you're smarter than me. But you didn't imprison the wild, reckless imagination. You didn't bring it into the prison of Seichel, into the holding pen of one's thoughts. You didn't bring it there. So we ask Hashem's book, Shalei Neivosh, Shalei Nikolem, La'olam Va'ed. And here, in this Nakuda, it's hard to even start because Ein Lo Dor V'Sof Mamash. But only to start a little bit, in the world of Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nosson, Schusim again, Lame. In the world of Rabbi Nachman, and that amazing, amazing, incomprehensible mind that was the most unique combination of pure seichel and of unbelievable imagination. Bechinas. Anybody that ever learned any Likut HaMaran knows. Anybody learn any Torah from the Maran, unless you just were a chicken, you just did from the kufs, like two or three of the three liners. But if you did anything of substance that was longer, they're all of substance, I'm not saying, but any of the longer Torahs, v'zeh bechinas, right? You know what I'm talking about. And this is an aspect of the imagination. How Rabbi Nachman made Shidduchim between Psukim, it's a chiddush she'ein kamoi, how he had such an imagination. The stories of Rabbi Nachman. They're considered masterpieces in world literature. The stories. The things that happen. The flying boats in Rabbi Nachman's stories. The things that happen in his stories. Imagination. But in Rabbi Nachman's Torahs and Rabbi Nachman's life, we find, which to me the most inspiring koyach, of a powerful mind reeling in and holding on in holiness to a very, very nuclear imagination. A powerful imagination. Which Rabbi Nachman himself spoke about his struggles growing up. His difficulties through the years. Rabbi Nachman taught. And again, I'm just starting, it's already late, just to start, and we'll pick up with this next time. Ibn Achman taught, if a person looks at his life in the way of Chitzaynius Habina, external thinking, external thought, Dimyonis, Levi Shidduchim, then Ibn Achman said, that the person is doomed to a life of sadness, depression, and despair. Listen carefully, because I'm not going to be able to work on this now, just to start. The person, mamish, is doomed to depression, to sadness, depression, and despair. That's what the world is now. Chitzaynius Habina. jingle bells, all chitzoinius habina, all opinion of the world that sheker, chitzoinius habina. Why? Because Rabbi Nachman said, the chitzoinius of the world, how the world looks when you look at it, without really taking the world through customs, the world, Rabbi Nachman says, is a Gehenna mamash. We spoke about this. And Rabbi Nachman said, in Olam Haba, maybe, I never saw it, Olam Haza is Gehenna. Rabbi Nachman says that if you look at this world and you imagine that this is what it is, you are doomed to misery. That's it. You're finished. You are doomed to sadness, disappointment, frustration, despair. Only when a person uses Pnimiyus Habina, only with the koyach of Pnimiyus Habina, is a person able to penetrate, listen, is a person able to penetrate to the depths of himself, of his parents, of his friends, and to uncover the truth, is that it's Kaddish V'Tahar Mamash, everything is good. On the outside, it's Gehenna Mamash. Like in the story of the boy that was covered with tzaraas, with leprosy. At the end, it happened. It was all a dimin, it was all witchcraft, and in the end, it was all gems, right? The prince of gems. Like an Achim story. Underneath, it was all gems, it was all diamonds. On top, was all disgusting growths. Underneath, it was all shining, beautiful treasures. Because with Pnimiyus Habina, a person is able to penetrate to the truth of who he is, to the truth of who his parents are, even if they haven't treated him right, to see it's a brach and a mensch. We'll talk more about that. To the truth of the seichel ha'amiti, the seichel shebecholdava, the seichel shebecholdava. You remember the first player? The seichel shebecholdava. The seichel in everything. And everything is a seichel. The seichel shebechol davar. When a person enters into the seichel shebechol davar, he's able to build a world of simcha ad ein sof, of infinite joy. Just the opposite of what we think. We think that if I think deeply, then I'm going to really be depressed. So, hand me my remote control. And I'm going to just drown myself. I wouldn't even give it the courtesy of calling it chitzoniyus habina, because that's so silly. And I'm going to watch this show, and I'm just going to get. Because if I think deeply, then I'm going to be sad. That's not thinking with pnimiyus habina. That's also chitzoniyus habina. Only with pnimiyus habina can a person see his nekudas tayavas. When Chiddush Rebbe said that in every Jew there's a chayim, there's a beauty, and Chiddush Rebbe said, and it's never what you think it is. If someone said to you, what's the best thing about you? Some will say, my smile? No. My sense of humor? No. My sensitivity? You are, that's not it. You have a nice smile, but that's not it. Chiddush Rebbe said, it's never what you think it is. Because, you know why? Because you never think. In the world of Pnimiyus Habina, in that world a person is makusha to the seichel of who he really is. Sure, it hurts when you look at the problems, the faults, but the seichel in a yid, that's the neshama, chilek lekam yamal, mamish, in 1 second you could discover the gems. With Pnimiyus Habina. That's where Ibn Achim once laughed. He once laughed, says in Sichas Zeran. He once laughed, I told this to you, I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago. He laughed and he said, the Velti says they call it the Yetzirah, but I know what it is, it's the Koyach HaNedama. The world calls it the Yetzirah, the evil inclination. Ibn Achim says, I don't like that word. It's the imagination. That's what Ibn Achim said. It's Koyach HaNedama. The evil inclination is, the evil is not a nice word. Because Rabbi Nachman said there's no such thing as evil. That is the product of our imagination. That's what we're going to talk about in Mitzvah next time. That's the product, that is the scariest monster in our brains. Ein ra yoid milamala klal. There is no evil. What are you talking about? And I was, the Holocaust wasn't evil. Hitler yamach shemayim wasn't evil. Haman HaRosh is not, Amalek is not this evil, it's evil. It's the biggest delusion of all. It's ra. And therefore, we're not going to talk about that right now. Therefore, Rabbi Nachman taught, and we'll pick up on this next time, that only the persons who is mekusha be'emes, 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 to the seichel shebechayim, to the seichel shebechaldam, only such a person, and only the Torah can come to that seichel shebechaldam. When a person's mekusha is bound up with the seichel shebechaldam, then no matter where he lives, no matter who his parents, and no matter what he went through, no matter what he's had in life, simcha ein sof, simcha. Endless joy. For the person who lives in chitzonius habina, he could have the nicest parents, the nicest house, the nicest school, the nicest rabbis, the nicest friends, the nicest, everything nice. And you ask, what's your life? No good. No good. No good. My life is no good. And he has thousands of sukkahs to prove it. Why is your life no good? He makes all kinds of things to put together. He makes such a concoction. But he put it together, very smart, and he came up with, like we're learning in the story, came up with Loitav. The no good has taken me. The no good has taken me. I have beard mazel. The no good has taken me. And the anger that comes with that, the parents, and anger against friends, brother, sister, husband, wife, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the anger that fills the suitcases of our lives. So Menachem said, the key to simcha is overcoming the kayach hanadama and finding the seichel shebechol dav. So we'll pick up on that Be'ez HaShem next time.